Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not going to lie to you. Brandon Kiley actually added some value today. It's very rare, hit or miss, once, maybe twice a week, Sean.
Once at best.
Okay, once. All right, you're right.
Come on.
I'm a little overboard giving him two. At least half a time a week.
There you go.
He adds a topic or he brings something to the show that I'm like, you know what? This is good. We can actually use this. So he brought me this website, mentalfloss.com, which I'm sure is one of the most popular websites in the country. Mentalfloss.com. It's actually my homepage.
It actually is like a very popular site. I'm sure Sean used it.
Oh, I love mentalfloss.com. This is my second favorite website behind top10s.com.
This is where you get all your lists from, yeah. Mentalfloss.com. This is it. So they had 25 iconic hamburger spots you have to visit. So I'm sitting here reading. I'm like, all right, where's Shake Shack at? Where's In-N-Out? But no, these were like local restaurants or places that had like some kind of, you know, cultural relevance, like the oldest McDonald's. So they had the oldest McDonald's on the list. That was third on the list. And I'm scrolling down a little bit. And you know what was number six?
What?
Town Topic right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Town Topic was number six on this list. Back in 1937, Town Topic was a small diner in downtown Kansas City that sold burgers for just a nickel. Today, the restaurant honors its culinary history by making burgers the same way as when they started. And it goes on to give you a little bit of a blurb about Town Topic. So I'm genuinely curious of this because you might be more of a foodie than I am. We're learning each other. BK, you certainly are more of a foodie than I am. Would you consider Town Topic to be the most iconic Kansas City restaurant that's not a barbecue place? Because we agree, it's not Arthur Bryant's, it's not Gates, it's not Oklahoma Joe's, it's not a barbecue restaurant in which the city is known for. But if we're saying any other kind of food that is not barbecue, could you make a strong argument that Town Topic is the most iconic restaurant in our city? Because I'm thinking of the places that I would probably have in that conversation that are exclusive to Kansas City. Town Topic's certainly in the conversation.
I've got it as one of them, but I've got a burger
joint. You got a list, don't you?
It's coming up in a minute,
I know,
guys.
You got one.
But when it comes to just a burger joint, would you even say it's more of a local, iconic burger joint than Winstead's? And I don't think Winstead's is in its prime, because we're going to get a bunch of texts. You're like, oh, Winstead's is trash. Winstead's is garbage. I know they're closing down some of the Winstead's, but back in the day, Winstead's was the truth. Winstead's was, when it was going well, the best burger that you could get in Kansas City, and I would say more iconic than any other burger joint.
You think that Winstead's is better than Town Topic?
I do.
Because, I mean, if we're going to play this game.
With the skyscraper or root beer float, absolutely. And those fries, yes.
I'm talking about burger. You're talking about sides and drinks and floats and stuff. I can just go to Sonic and get all that kind of stuff because Town Topic ain't closing no time soon. Winstead's is closing left and right out here. Town Topic, they are standing the test of time since 1937. Winstead's is closing down left and right. I feel like if we're doing the local burger spot, Town Topic has to be ahead of Winstead's for that very simple fact.
If we're talking about greatness, if we're talking about longevity, if we're talking about right now, I think you and I actually agree on this one. Green Room?
Green Room's amazing.
Those are some good burgers. That might be the best local burger that you can get right now, and I mean
But are they iconic? Like, if somebody comes to Kansas City, are you going to tell them, like, you're going to tell them to go to Green Room because it's good, but you're not going to tell them, hey, this is an iconic Kansas City restaurant.
No, you're definitely not going to say that. I mean, that's in the conversation, a best local burger. But Town Topic, it feels like you are taking a step back into time when you go in there. You think about it. Like, that's not a place you're going to hang out for a long period of time. You go in there, they got the old menus. It's the old diner. The lady takes your order. You sit there for a little bit. You eat your $3 burger, and then you're in and out there. I don't even get the burgers. I get the
You go to Town Topic and don't get the burgers?
I get the truck stop whenever I go in there. You guys,
what the hell is that?
You guys know your Town Topic. It's like a hash brown omelet kind of thing, and it's amazing. You got to get the truck stop when you go in there. But the burgers are nice over at Town Topic. But I can't believe we're talking about iconic places, and you're putting Winstead's in this conversation over Town Topic.
What
Cheeto
about
milk
Stroud's?
Boy.
Could Stroud's be in this conversation? I do feel like that's an iconic Kansas City restaurant.
It could be. Don't call me Cheeto Milk Boy. That was my girlfriend.
Cheeto Milk
that was my
Boy.
Ex,
just going to slide right through that Stroud's discussion.
That was my ex-girlfriend that ate her Cheetos with milk.
I was actually mad that he actually sped through me calling you Cheeto Milk Boy. I was mad that he did that.
That was an ex-girlfriend that ate the Cheetos with the milk, and we've broken up since then. Thank you very much. You want a Levine's list? I got one for
you. I know
Here's
you
my
do.
Top
Here we
five.
Go. Here we
most
go.
Iconic Kansas City restaurants, non-barbecue.
Yeah, no, because we were having this conversation because Town Topic was on a list of it was the sixth most iconic hamburger spot in the country, and we were throwing it out because most of the iconic restaurants, I would say literally all the iconic restaurants in Kansas City, are barbecue places. The Brian's down there in Brooklyn is an iconic spot. Gates over on Paseo, I would consider that to be an iconic spot. Oklahoma Joe's, the original location, that's an iconic spot. I don't know if we have too many that are not barbecue restaurants, so of course you have compiled a list to tell us what these places are.
And BK nailed number 5 with Stroud's. Number 4, I got Lydia's. Number 3, the Antler Room. Number 2, Freshwater. And number 1, Blue Stem. But my only problem with a place like Blue Stem is the food is really, really good, right? It's really high quality. You're going to spend a lot of money. It's great atmosphere. But you don't get a lot of food. I'm one to say I'd rather have
great brunch over there at Blue Stem.
They do. The food's excellent. Brunch. Nobody's got a bad word to say about Blue Stem except for when it comes to the portion. I've always been one. I'd rather have good food but a huge portion than great food in just one bite where it leaves me wanting more. That's my problem with Blue Stem. I don't get enough.
I've got a question for you that I know you specifically are qualified
What's
for.
What's up?
I think the Town Topic is probably number one on the list of go-to late-night spots. Everybody listening, whether you maybe had a little too much to drink after the club or the bar or wherever you were at, and you're like, hey, I'm hungry. But a lot of the places are closed. Hey, where are we going to go get something to eat? Town Topic is certainly in the conversation of it is 1:30 on a early Sunday morning. You just had a Saturday night of fun. You're looking for a place to eat. Everybody has their go-to late night spot. Town Topic is that place. Again, the only problem with Town Topic is it's so small that you can't go into Town Topic 8-9 deep. You can go into Town Topic 1 or 2 deep. You cannot bring the whole entourage and the whole Royals starting 9 into you at Town Topic.
Which was a great thing about a place like Chubby's. May he or she rest in peace.
R.I.P. Chubbs.
What's in place of Chubby's now, by the way?
It's this place called Crazy Crab. Amazing.
Everybody's telling me about it. You've been there?
Amazing.
But Chubby's, everybody back in the day has at least 1 or 2 late night stories because the place is open to what, like 3 or 4 in the morning and the location was perfect. I know I spent many a late night at Chubby's. I'm going to miss that place.
I mean, that place was all
shed a tear.
I mean, that place was all encompassing. You could get a great hamburger and get stabbed. I mean, kind of all over the place. So it was actually like a really good 1-2 punch that you could do it. I'm going to throw my 2 late night spots in there.
Good pie at Chubby's also. You get a piece of pie.
You could get great pie, a great pie over there. I'm going to throw Ponchos mix for great late night.
Yeah.
I get the breakfast burrito. Amazing at Ponchos. You guys know the one I'm talking about.
But you only go there on a late night.
And you may or may not regret it the next morning.
You go to Ponchos.
You can only go to Ponchos after 10 o'clock. I know it says 24 hours. You can only go after 10 o'clock. I look at you like a sicko if you're at Ponchos at 2:30 in the afternoon. You're a sicko. Pick somewhere else to eat.
I just kind of figured it'd open at 10 p.m. You can eat Ponchos during the day?
24
Technically.
Hours.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, Ponchos is the late night spot. I will also throw in, and you guys know what I'm talking about, Westport late night food truck, Jerusalem Cafe.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Jerusalem Cafe
outside
late night?
Room? Yeah, been
Jerusalem
there many a time.
Jerusalem Cafe late night? You get the extra cucumber sauce?
Yep.
The extra, oh my goodness. Very high up there.
While we're talking about local restaurants that I used to love, rest in peace to Tippins, rest in peace to Wade's. And did you ever go to the old Spaghetti Factory in Kansas City?
No, never had. The Spaghetti Factory is a late night place?
No, I don't think you go there late night. It was more of just a rest in peace, old Kansas City non-barbecue restaurant.
I like how I asked you about the late night place. You just picked a closed place. I didn't know I could just pick.
I gave you Chubby's. I didn't know I could pick Denny's as well. I spent a lot of time at Chubby's and Denny's.
I didn't know I could pick Old Town or Old Country Buffet. I could just pick places that are closed in Kansas City.
I thought you were a Golden Corral guy, aren't you?
Both. I was both. Okay. I was both. BK, what's your go-to? It's 1:30 after a nice Westport evening. Where are you getting your food to? And please don't tell me the Jerusalem Cafe food truck, because I've already claimed that.
It's that, though. That's the spot.
That's the spot.
I would give you a different answer.
Prime location.
To come over here and be like, yeah, you know, that's not really my... No, it is. That's the spot. Everybody has a night that they can remember where they ended up at the cafe and they ended up heading home and something happened in that car on the way home. Everybody.
Mine's pizza. It's either Artego Pizza or Casey Pizzeria because I live in Midtown. And you can get that till like, I think, 4, maybe even 5 in the morning. Talk about late night or early morning food.
I can't believe that no one has said Joe's. No one says Joe's Pizza.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Joe's.
That's
I thought there's non-barbecue Joe's Pizza.
Yeah, no, I can't believe nobody said Joe's
you
Pizza.
You got to get the honey, though. You got to get the honey on the crust.
Always too long, but once the bar's honey on the pizza?
Nasty.
No, on the crust.
People do that, but that's nasty.
Have you guys? No. Sean, I'll take you. I'll take you to Joe's.
We can get some honey on the crust. Disgusting.
I'll show you. Our text line will light up right now. They'll all agree with me.
I doubt it.
You found other nasty people. That's not a badge of honor. People on the text line will back me up. Not nah, honey on your pizza is nasty. On the I don't real care though, where you're putting it.
Can you get Joe's pizza during the day, or is that just when the bar's closed?
That might place? Be the same thing like Poncho's. I'm looking at you like you're a sicko if you're getting Joe's pizza at 4 p.m. Like Joe's Pizza cannot be the lunch spot. You know what I mean? That's not the lunch spot. That's the late night spot. Cannot be the lunch spot to get Joe's
they
Pizza.
They open at 11 a.m. apparently.
If you go get Joe's Pizza at 11:30, I'm telling you, stop listening to this show. Like right now, discontinue listening to the show. If you've ever had a craving for Joe's Pizza at 12:15 in the afternoon, you're nasty.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.